ما مسألة يا
עד שנולד לו יח, בסדר, ברודר זה איש סוכם שלו, היה בואי לאומי. ומייס, the second brother, סור ישוינו, the wife of the first brother, יועץ המשום איש סוכם שלו, היה בואי לאומי. ושני, אוי חולץ, עשה עם איסי הבמס. ויאמרוס שזיקר, אבא ליצורו, עשה איש סוכם שלו, היה בואי לאומי בזיקר. אין פה דגמור, אמן לי רב מאירי, דה אומר, אין זיקר. אין לכם עמי. רב מאיר הולדס, אין זיקר. רק בגמורה, מי סביר לי לרב מאיר אין זיקר? How you could say that רב מאיר הולדס אין זיקר? ועוד נען, ארבע אחים, שניים הם נשואים, שתי אחים, it was two brothers, four brothers, two married, two sisters, ומייסו הנשואים, עשה אחי אויס, so was רובן שימן לוי יהודה, the first two brothers married two sisters and they died, so now the next two brothers really need to do yibum. So the richtig gesach is, that two brothers are left, and there's two Yevamas left, every brother could do Yibum to one Yevama. Hare elu cholzis v'loi mis Yablis. V'isa v'rab Meir ein zikef reik b'gmore, ani mitribati k'osi, hai li Yabem chode v'hai li Yabem chode. Why are you telling me that the two brothers need to do chalitze? Let them to do Yibum. Let them to do Yibum. Zog b'gmore l'oilom ein zikef. So why these two brothers have to do chalitza and they can't do yibu? Mishum de kosovar osur levatel mitzvas yivom. Now here's the chilush of the Gemara. The Maaseh, so what is the isur levatel mitzvas yivom? Everyone will do one beer. Everyone will take one wife. Dilma ad meyabem chad mais idoch vekobot lo mitzvas yivom. It's the isur levatel mitzvas yivom. And what is the isur levatel mitzvas yivom? Dilma ad miyabim chad mais idoch v'komevatles mitzvas yevom. That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says that when you have two brothers, four brothers, two married to sisters and they die, you can't do yibum, because if you do yibum to one, maybe the other brother, the vile, will die. And mainly you cannot do yibum to that second yevom because she's a chois isha. Mainly both of you have to do chalitza. Well, then for the Gemara, we ein zikah tibata. No, Rabbi Gamliel Omar, ein zike, muto levatel mitzvah sivavim. Frag the Gemara, leman da Omar ein zike, mechateise ze isur levatel mitzvah sivavim. We see from Rabbi Gamliel that he holds ein zike, and he holds muto levatel mitzvah sivavim. This is the Gemara, we'll see the next chelik from the Gemara. So let me again first on the first shlav of the Gemara. The Gemara is mechadesh that if his four brothers and they die, two die, the other two cannot do yibum to the two yevamas, the two sisters, because it's also levatel mitzvah yevamim. Why? If you marry one, maybe the other one will die, and b'meila you can't marry two. But if you do chalitza, you can do chalitza to two. Now, then, for egli gemara, loshana gemara is the ein zikah tibata. Do Rabbi Gamliel Omar ein zikah mutar levatel mitzvah yevamim. It says meduik in loshana gemara. Before we see the Rashi's, the gemara is asking a kasha. V'ein zike tibata. V'ein zike tibata. If ein zike, leman da omar ein zike, someone was levatel mitzvah yevamim. Let him to marry one, and if the other one will die, you take it cannot do yibu. The Rabbi Gamliel savar ein zike, v'mutu levatel mitzvah yevamim. That's the Gemara's kasha. So we mentioned already, and I want to go b'shlavim, that what is the pshat, osu levatel mitzvah yevamim? Two brothers married two sisters and they die. We tell the other two, don't do yibum. Because if everyone will do yibum, maybe the other brother will die and it'll be bitul mitzvah yevamim. So do chalitza. Do chalitza. What is this isu levatel mitzvah yevamim? It's the isu levatel mitzvah yevamim. And the Gemara is mashma that lemanda omar ein zike, maybe it's no isu. The Gemara will say that even lemanda omar ein zike is the isu levatel mitzvah yevamim. So I want to go b'shlovi. We mentioned a'ore. L'chur is a bissel shver. A person, the moshel, has a tzitzis. He's allowed to cut the corner of the tzitzis. He's mevatel mitzvah tzitzis. The Torah says, if you don't have arba kantis, you don't have a mitzvah. A person has a roof. So he's chayav b'maike. if he makes it a circle that you can't stand on it, it's not chayav b'malkin. There's no mitzvah that he has to make the roof straight. He's allowed to make the roof circle that you can't chayav b'malkin. The person has a Pesach, is chayav b'mezuzah. Besides, he doesn't make a door to his roof. He makes an open roof. It's mevatel mitzvah, avadamish. So what could be the issue that we tell a person, you're not allowed to marry one of the Yavamas, because if your other brother will die, so the second Yavama will become a Elve. And if that Yavama will become a Elve, so you can't do Yibum. So I can't do Yibum. So I will not have a mitzvah. Don't say it's Bitum mitzvah Yavam. What? I'm in a, so we mentioned, and I want to go Kiseder Advoy. That the Pashtas, we said Avada, Stam is no mitzvah to cut off a corner of the tzitzis. Pashtas. No mitzvah to stop the roof, to make the mountain. Over here, Be'etzim, she fell a Yibu. She's Zokuk a Yibu. She's in the Pasha of Yibu. If I can't go. The Gemara had a tzad, we see in Loshna Gemara, the Dafka Lemanomar Yesh Zike. So the Pshat is, Lemanomar Yesh Zike. She's in the story, she's in the Pasha. It's a more bitter mitzvah Sivamim. It's mashma in the Gemara, the Moshe, the Manomar, Ein Zike, could be his nochison of Bitter Mitzvah Yivami. Because she's not so much tied in. The Gemara is Michalish, even the Manomar, Ein Zike, is an Osru Levat on Mitzvah Yivami. It's a Loshna Ramban, the Chovov, she lehom miyas, yesh Zike, she Osru Levat on Mitzvah Yivami. So this is the first shlav. So the first shlav is that the Isru Levat, what? No, tzitzis, the pshat is, the mitzvah is no shaykhis to you. When you have arba kanfes, you chayev b'tzitzis. Here, yes, Zike, the pshat is, she's already zokuk to you. She's already in the parsha. She's already mechubah to you. What? It's tchilas a mitzvah. She's already married to you. We said, yes, Zike. Even when the Omar ain't Zike, but we said, like, under the zachin, she's already connected to you. I'll give you a moshul. The Ma'adovar Doim is a famous ma'aseh with the Chassid Sefer that was a gvir in Shtot in Breshburg that the almana never paid the rent. So the gvir wanted to draw her out. So she went to the Chassid Sefer. The Chassid Sefer told her, almana, drawing out your house. So the gvir told the Chassid Sefer, Rebbe Herzachayim, you're richer for me. They give him the meaning in Breshburg that the Rav had money. You're rich. And by Alman, you pay 50%, I will pay 50%. Why I'm chuyav not to draw out my house? So Chassam Sefer told him, because she's in your house. So the Gemara says, Alman man mesamcho, the Gemara says in Yontef, business to mesim achas ishtoi, Alman man mesamcho, b'shuyo etzmai. Chassam Sefer said, when the mitzvah starts, you can't stop, it's your if the mitzvah's in your house, yesh zikah, the mitzvah's in your house. Does he say yesh zikah? The mitzvah's in your house. I want to be masbir, so I'll be masbir it more. But this is the avonah of Shuto, with Loshna Gemara. Frank the Gemara, but Rabbi Gamliel Savar Ein Zike, and Mutar Levat in Mitzvah Sivamim. So the Gemara says, Nishta Zay, only Rabbi Gamliel holds Mutar, we hold also. But we see when the Gemara was asking a kasha, she said, Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zike, we see it's leichter of Ein Zike. Let me gain a shlav vayda. Before what the Chiddush we don't want to say. What? For sure, but it's less. Ein echanami. This is the Ramban says. Why the Meisel is also levatel even the Mandomar ein zike? The mikol mokoyim lehom miyas yesh zike. Because the Meisel she is connected to him. Let me get a trop by. Was a Meisel in Lakewood with Rebbein. As a Rebbein learned the sugya, it's a chidush. Was two brothers, one married one sister, and the other one got engaged to the other sister. I think I saw in the Ritva, in the back, I think in Perek Beis, being this Maise. But two brothers, one married one sister, and the other one married the other, got engaged to the other sister. The first brother died. Now, the wife was Mubelis. So now the second brother, he wants to make his shidduch. He wants to get married to the sister. The Maise, the other sister, is a Yavam. The vial, she's not a Yavama, she's a Mu'uberes. Ayin olo. She's a Ayin olo. So, he came to ask Rebbein. The Maiz said, Tzachoysku Kosoi. And he's, yes, Zike, he's not allowed to marry her. We know you're not allowed to marry a Choysku Kosoi. Well, Ayin olo, it's not a Choysku Kosoi. And you're allowed to marry her. So Rebbein said, the vial, Ayin olo, doesn't mean that it's a Zike. The vial is not a Zike. She's only Ayin olo. She's also to the Shuk. Maybe there's no Yisuf on a Choysku Kosoi. But maybe you're allowed to marry the sister.
So a man said, you're allowed to marry the sister. So again, Daino, you have two, the brother dies, he's married to your sister, to your wife's sister. So the Kabbalah says, no, yes, Zika is only the man. But we're passing, yes, Zika is only when she's Zaku Klihibu. Which is a mubarak from Ayin Allah, there's no Issa from Achoy Skukasa. So they came to Rabban and they said, Beseder, but it's a different problem. Bitul Mitzvah Yevam? Because now, if the baby dies, the chances that the baby will die are not less than the chances that the other brother will die. Because the baby, I don't know, it's a Suffolk Nathan, but Vesnish was die. So if the baby dies, so if you don't marry the sister, so you could do Chalitza and Yibu. If you marry the sister, she'll be a Erve, and it'll be Patum Yibu and Chalitza. It's a Bitum Mitzvah Yevam. Shteit in Argimore that you're not allowed to marry because maybe the other person will die. So maybe they wanted the Asra and his brother to get married till the baby is born and he's Yotza Lavi Rahilam and she becomes Patum Yibu Mechalitza. But if not, it's a chshash that the baby will die. As they be shteit in Argimore. For that chshash that the baby will die. Maybe it's Tolian Tesis, Chshash Muet, Chshash Merube. This was the London came to Asa. One of the Kmenisan Tesis, when we Choshish Lemisa, when we not Choshish Lemisa. When we Choshish Lemisa, when we not Choshish Lemisa. The Baron said, what's Shaykh the Bitter Mitzvah Sivonu? If she's not skooka to him, even though he's causing in percentage, the same percent, that if Yenna will die, the baby will die, he can't do Yibum, so what? He's allowed to cut the corner of his sisters. And our suge is, yes, zike, afilu ein zike, aber es hat chilas anefile, es epes a shaykhis. If she's a muberes and she's not shaykhis for me, I thought I'm allowed to marry the sister. As maybe it's pashit. V'lo yale al adas, maybe stam, when your brother's married a lady, don't marry the sister. Bitul mitzvah sivamim, if my brother dies. There's no mitzvah sivamim. It's pashat. So also here, even if it's a mitzvah, cause man the mitzvah is loy rami alei, it's pashat that there's no bitul mitzvah sivamim. No, because it has to be that the mitzvah starts. Stand to call off the corner of the tzitzis in ishtok and isi. No, but mele is no bitul mitzvah sivamim. Because it's a zik, not a chiyuv. Again, we had a tzad l'mandomar and zikah is no bitul mitzvah sivam, even though there's a mitzvah sivam. If she's already started, I'm mishach shaykh to the mitzvah. This is the pashas. It's not me get chiyuv of tzad, it's undervolt. It's undervolt. We'll go on next shlav. This is a glad azach that we said already, that's a sadova pashat. Sadova pashat. I want to go next shlaf. I want to say a dover on the stabber. We'll see if we get a lot of smaller ores as Reb Nochem gestalter in the sugya. But I think that the gladkeit is as it. The gladkeit is as it. As lechure da aloche from bitul mitzvah sivomin is mistaber. We ask the kasha, maishno mitzitzis. So we said a teretz here, it started, it didn't start, a teretz. Nachtzumik is auch in a andere Wort. I'm saying, it's emes. The bitul mitzvah sivomim, the pshat is, not stam, I'm a vat of the mitzvah. Only a mitzvah that is a purpose to mekayim is a bitul mitzvah sivomim. What is the pshat, the mitzvah that is a purpose to mekayim? The Hainu, we want that this mitzvah be miskayim. We want this mitzvah to be miskayim. We need Yibu. We need the mitzvah to be miskayim. Why we need the mitzvah to be miskayim? Yeah, we need Yibu. It's a tachlis to the mitzvah. It's a tachlis to the mitzvah. A mitzvah that has a tachlis is a isof bitul mitzvah sivamim. A mitzvah that doesn't have a tachlis doesn't have a bitul mitzvah sivamim. I'll be asking what I mean. The Gemara says, two brothers, we have four brothers married. Two married, two sisters, and they died. So the Gemara, we don't let the other two to do Yibum. Why? Because it's bitul mitzvah sivamim. Because if the first one will do Yibum, just in case the other brother dies, so if the other brother dies, you cannot do Yibum to the second wife. So you mevatul mitzvah sivamim. But look at the other brother will not die, so there's no problem. I will do Yibum to one, And my brother will do a Yibum to the Ozel. I want to ask you a Shaila. I don't understand. Even if my Ozel brother will die, if I do Yibum to one, I'm a Vatel Mitzvah Sivamim. Because I can't do Yibum to the second one. I have a Mitzvah to Miyabim two ladies. If I take one, I can't do the Mitzvah to both. I have two, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. Reuven Shimon married the two sisters. They die. Now, if Levi makes Yibum to the first wife, he can't do Yibum to the second wife. So he's Mevatel Mitzvah Sivamim. So his brother will do the mitzvah. So what? But he's not doing the mitzvah. What? I don't hear. What means so what? What is the problem of the mitzvah? What is the problem of the mitzvah? What is the problem of the mitzvah? What is the problem? What is the issue of the mitzvah? I have a mitzvah. I'm a of the mitzvah. I will not have the mitzvah. No, so, not, so my brother will do the mitzvah. So what if my brother will do the mitzvah? There's a lot of good things that do a lot of mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah that I will do it. My brother could do it instead of me. But if she becomes a erev, it's no shlichusayu. If we do chalitza, it's very good because I can do chalitza to both. So he's doing shlichusayu. No, I want to be mad. He's asking good. If I will do chalitza, I could do chalitza to both. And even if my brother will also want to do one, so he will do shlichusayu, and I will do for him. But Yibum, we can't do Mishlichasayu. If I do Yibum to one, I become part of the other one. I'm asking a Shanki Kasha, we'll see maybe two or three of Nochems in the Suya, because of this Kasha, forget, Mamash, we never pay fall off. I have four brothers, the third one can't marry. Because maybe the fourth one will die, and then he can't take the second wife. I'm asking, even if he for sure will not die. But if I marry one, I can't do even to the second one. The teretz is, so what? What means so what? I is also about to mitzvah zivamim. Hashem, you're allowed to cut the corners of the tzitzis. You're allowed to cut the corners of the tzitzis. The reason you're not allowed to do it is, because it's a tachlis to the mitzvah. Hashem wants yibum to be done. Lehokim shem leochiv. Yibum achalitza. If you're causing that mitzvah not to happen, zebaya. But if you're not causing such a mitzvah not to happen, because someone else will do yibum, it's a nishtakim chisam. I give a moshel ma'a dover doime. You're not allowed to shecht in yontif. Because you can't do kisui adam. Yes, I can, I'm honest, so what? Because Hashem doesn't want dam not covered. The Moshe, you're allowed to wear a beggar in our campus in Shabbos, in the Reise, even that I can't put on sisters. I put on the beggar, and it was a chkenish, a chkenish. Make up with smilim, that's a pekoch nefesh, mechal Shabbos. I mean, I don't have to make shchit and yontif. Because then you can't cover the dam, and Hashem wants the dam to be covered. Hashem wants the Yevomah to be misyavim. It's a bitul mitzvah's Yevomah. That's what I'm glad to swore it. So Nochamot, so we're saying now another svar, chutz what we said before, that the Isur Bitul Mitzvah Yevomim is only in a parsha of a zike. If someone will ask us a kasha, Maishna Mitzitzis, we're telling you missed the whole word of Bitul Mitzvah Yevomim from the sugya. It's not because I'm losing a mitzvah. If I'm losing a mitzvah, I have a starke kasha. Even if my brother doesn't die, I'm losing the mitzvah. The Talmud says it's not the problem that I'm losing the mitzvah. That the mitzvah is lost. And since it's no mitzvah, the mitzvah is lost. No one needs tzitzis. She needs you. She needs you. If someone else will do you, you don't do it. But the kasha is not
shown. If I know that the brother won't die, like you go to marry the sister, even if it's not a yivamah?
No. What?
If it's not a yivamah.
If it's another Yevama?
Not Yevama.
What is the Shaila?
Why the Gemara before said we can't marry the
Arab? What is the problem in this case? I'm allowed to marry. If yes, if not, not. Let me get a drop by. This is frek do akashe. This is akashe. Dim toima, vo rabbonon le misa loy chayshina. Samot nesach, atakona de rabbonon, don't do yibum. You have to do chalitza that is so schwach. Kerenoyer and chovov. It's a pelle. Person wants to do a mitzvah like a tchile. We tell him, do it schwach. Because maybe your brother will die. There's no halacha to be choishes. V'oraida koyin gadol tanekame hold. We don't prepare another wife. Shema tomus ishtoy. I the ganze avoda from Yom Kippur. It will not happen. So the ganze avoda from Yom Kippur. We're not worried that this person will do yibum because maybe his brother will die. V'imtema v'rabban lemisa lichashin and the less shemat gilo yishachers. V'ramei gufa lichayish shema iboka anoid. You're allowed to drink and say the truma will be in the end. And not as to be choishes that maybe when you get to the end there'll be no truma. ושלמה דל אלתר דווקא לא יחייש. אבל לא אחרי פעמים שמאחר זמן גודל מלאכלץ מליאבם אחר חברו. ובזמן מרוב יחשינו שם היום. זמן מועד לא יחשינו, זה חזוק. אבל זמן מרוב יחשינו. ואף על גב דאבי מדם שם המס לשם היום. ולשם המס לחייש רמי אפילו לזמן מרוב. זה טייסט, זה דיפרנס. שם המס לזמן מרוב זה כמו שם היום לזמן מועד. Aber Shema Yom is the Zman Merubah Chashina. What tell us of Teis? So Teis asked the Kasha, Loi Chashina in the Shema Yom. So Akta, the Shema Yom is the Zman Merubah Chashina. Reb Nochem and Shir asked the Shaila here. He printed it in the Sefer. Frag Reb Nochem, he doesn't understand Teis' Kasha. Why the Gemara Choshe Shema Yom? We found in Shasta, we never Choshe to Shema Yom. So Reb Nochem is a big difference. We call it Terekula, we walk in the street, we don't have to think maybe someone will die. Can God goes to the Avodah Beis Hamikdash, she doesn't have to think maybe his wife will die. Person is eating Trumas from Isis, maybe he will die. Doesn't have to think. Says, by us, Be'etzim is Mevatel Mitzvah's Yevomi. Because when he marries one, he's Mafkiya the Mitzvah from the other one. So he did a Avla already. He was Mevatel the Mitzvah's Yevom. So he did a Avla. He was Mafkiya the Mitzvah's Yevom. Now what is his answer? That my brother will do it later. Tell him, who said your brother will live? So b'meile here, l'choshe shlemisa. That when a person walks on the street, maybe someone will die. I don't have to be choshe that someone will die. I don't have to be choshe that someone will die. But that means choshe that someone will die, mechateise. But by us, I'm doing a avla when I'm marrying one. Because I make the other one osur, and I'm already mafkia the mitzvah now. What? I'm mafkia my mitzvah. Again, this is what, what we said. So this is what I'm trying to say. Reb Nochem and Nikashik, you don't understand. I'm doing a avle. I'm mafkia the mitzvah. Now the terrorist says someone else will do it. Maybe he will die. To do a avle and to say, Yenem will help me. How do you know if Yenem will help you? You're going into Aveire, Asmach Yenem will save you, maybe he will die. Here you mevatel a mitzvah. Maybe Yenem will do it. Maybe he will die. Masha'enk and Stam, you don't have to be choshish that another person will die. So Reb Nochem learned, like all of you learned, that the bitul mitzvah sivamim is mevatel my own mitzvah. She says, I'm not in the heter in the sugya, if someone else will do it, it was an akapore for me, I don't know what. Frag Reb Nochem, what is the tushka? To do a avla with a heter, we're not saying it. Well, if either way we stole the sugya, Reb Nochem's kasha doesn't start. By us also is no avle. The avle is if I cause that yibum will never be done. Cause when I married her, I never caused it bichlal, because the other person could do the yibum. So I never caused to mevatel from the lady the mitzvah. The bitul mitzvah sivonim is not mevatel my mitzvah. If bitul mitzvah sivonim is mevatel my mitzvah. Like Reb Nochem, I was mevatel my mitzvah. I want to rely on Yenem, Shema Yomus, and Shas Minat Choshesh, because I didn't do a Avle. Here I really, I did the Avle. The Teretz is, the Avona and the Suya is Nishtazeh. The Bitul Mitzvah Yevomim, the vote of Bitul Mitzvah Yevomim, is like we're saying. But the Heftzah of the Bitul Mitzvah Yevomim is, that I'm afkia the mitzvah from this Isha. That this Isha will not be making shame le'ochiv. The male effect is, Mechateiset will happen. Mechateiset will die. As they didn't call it Terekula, it will not happen. Here it also will not happen. So there's no tzad that it will happen. The Melech is no tzad that it will happen. The Melech, I'm allowed. We'll go one more shot. I heard from Reb Meir Shmulevitz that when Reb Nochem said Shir in Arba Achim, und wir lernen aber auch in der Yeshiva, es ist Gemara in Daf Chovav Amud Beis. A simple case. Two brothers married. One married, one not married. The one that is married has two wives. Rachel and Leah, not sisters, two wives. And the first brother dies. So the second brother needs to do Yibum. He could do Yibum either to the first wife or to the second wife. He decides, Lemanda Omar ain't Zika, to marry the sister of the first wife. Lemanda Omar ain't Zika, he's allowed to. So he marries the sister of the first wife. Lemanda Omar ain't Zika, it's not a problem. So you have two brothers, married two brothers, one is married to two wives, and he dies. So the other brother could do Yibum to either one. Instead of doing Yibum to the first one, he goes and he marries his sister. If he marries his sister, so now, after he married his sister, he can't do Yibum to that one, but he could do Yibum to the other one. So the Mandama has Zika, both of these ladies are zokuk to him, so he's not allowed to marry the sisters. But the Mandama ain't Zika, he could marry the sister. So he marries the sister of one of them. Frank Tesis and Daf Chovav Amud Beis, how he's allowed to marry the sister of one of them. Maybe the other one will die. The Nimsa, he was Mevatim, Mitzvah Yivam. As they be Choshish that the brother will die, be Choshish that the second Yivam will die. So what is the heter to marry the sister of the Yivam? Because I have another Yivam, the man that I'm marrying Zikir, Abba Shteit in the Gemara, that is a Yisur as Bitul Mitzvah Yivam. So now that you marry her sister, if the other Yevama dies, so this one is the only one that is left, and now she's an elven, you can't do Yibum. I say, Frek Tesus. So Meir Shmulevitz asked in the Shir by Reb Nochem, what is the Tzushka? There, when he married the first sister, he was not mevatel the mitzvah from the second one. He's allowed to do Yibum to the second one. Just if the second one dies, then he's mevatel mitzvah yivamim. By us and our sugya, he was mevatel the mitzvah now, because he can't do yibum anymore. Just we hope that the brother will help him. Maybe the brother will die. So what Tesis is asking on Rashi, that Azevi by us you're not allowed to marry because maybe the brother will die. They also don't be allowed to marry their sister if the yivamah, because maybe the second yivamah will die. It's not tusha. By us, you're not allowed to marry one of the wives because the pshat is in that minute you move out of the mitzvah and gatz. Mashenk and dear, if I marry the sister, I'm not the vat of the mitzvah from the other one. But the teretz, I'm not going to have a lot of anor, I'm not going to say it. But again, the teretz is, it's no shachis. Because like we said, by us also I'm not the vat of the mitzvah. They hold it's a kasha because they understand that the pshat besugi by us is why it's called bitul mitzvah yivamim, because I'm mafkia the mitzvah from both. Just I'm trusting my brother. So the shabbat of the shaykhs, I'm not mafkia the mitzvah. But we're saying by us also the chefze of bitul mitzvah yivamim is not that you mafkia the mitzvah from you, you mafkia the mitzvah from the yivama. So by us also I'm not mafkia the mitzvah yivamim. Because when I marry one, the brother can marry the other one. So I was not mafkia mitzvah yivam. So I think this svara is a glatter svara. That the svara bitul mitzvah yivamim is not mafkia the mitzvah for myself. The svara bitul mitzvah yivamim is that I was mafkia mitzvah yivum from this place. And calls man, my brother is alive and my brother could do yivum, but maybe I was not mafkia mitzvah yivum. This is the glatter svara. We'll see in the Hemshech. Maybe more. Kommt Rashi, fragt Rashi a Kashe. Rashi in Tesis as a Kashe. Fragt Rashi, die Bramasri in Oilom in Zike, so Rashi a Zeh. Vehode Koram Aloi Mis Yabemes, Mishun da Osu Levat al Mitzvah Sivom. Vi Amres le Yabem Haichod, Adil me Mais Idoch, Ach, ve le me Yabem le Idoch, ve Navke Hai Mishum Achis Ishu Michalitza Umi Ibu. Hilkach Amrine le Likame Chaloitz, דינמי מייס אידו חודר היי חוילץ וחול אצלה. זאת רשי ומדין בעצם לבוסר חליצה דקאמה מוצא אידוך ליבומה. זאת רשי, after the first one made חליצה, there's no reason that the second one will not do יבום. The hashlo mikayim mitzvah yivamim betarvay. The first one can't do yibu. Maybe the second one will die. But after the first one did chalitza, why you can't do yibu? Elok zeir adil me'osil yibu me'bereishim. So Rashi had a kasha. You're right that the first one can't do yibum, but after the first one does chalitza, let the second one to do yibum. Let the second one to do yibum. So Rashi ain't a chanami. But if the second one is allowed to do yibum, it's a gzeir that the first one will do yibum, and then maybe the other brother will die, and nimtza bitul mitzvah yivamim, such a vayt gzeir. So they don't let no one to do yibum to mekayim the mitzvah, because if one will do yibum, maybe he will be first, and maybe the second one will die, and it's bitul mitzvah yivamim. Tesis also asks this kasha, Lomas and Tesis, in the end of the Tesis, the Bahamas of Dilme. Vim toimar, vilach lo itzchad, vohoder liyabim idoch, desu leke le mechash, le bitul mitzas yivomim. Yesh loimar, de gazrin en Dilme osu liyabim bereshe. Verivom pirash, mishum de bishas nefile, lo ichozu tarvayu, kol zman shelo ichol atzleachas. Zog the Rivona say, you know why the second one can't do Yibu? Nesro. Nesro. As a Rashi in the Chovdar the Mudalev says it clear. It's Nesro. Why is Nesro? Zog the Razay. B'shas the Nefile, the first one cannot do Yibu. Because if you do Yibu, maybe the other one will die. So first you have to do Chalitza. You're right. After one does chalitza, you already could do to the other one yibu. Oh, but in the beginning, you could have done yibu. You cannot do yibu. So nesro shorachas, nesro elomis. This is the ribon. The rishleim of the ribon pirish mblushas nefila lechoset arvayu, because man shal lecholatz. Fractasis, but man dolo hutro venesro vechosro vehutro. So the first one that died was mutter before the second one died. So why is that hutro venesro vechosro vehutro? So what is the telos of the ribon? The telos of the ribon is Nesro. What? What is Shaykh do Nesro? And here we'll see again a big Pesach Pshat. What is the Kash? Zev is asking with Chalitza. No. I'm sure do Nesro, even with do Chalitza. But ask even better. We started Yivamas. When we start with Yivames, Klore Diburim, that in a Nidor you don't say Nesro. Why? In Yom Kippur, Bishas Yom Kippur is Nesro. You're not allowed to do Bir Yom Kippur. Why we don't say Nesro? Yom, we must give him the Teretz. Why in Yom Kippur you don't say Nesro? We ask the Kasha, every Yivomer is an Ovel. On the Bder Club, when the husband died, you are Ovel. Ovel is also B'tash B'Shamita for 7 days. No, so every Yavam is Nesro Shachas, Nesro Elomis. What is the answer? Why is no Nesro? What? Why is no Nesro? Why is no Nesro? Gansima. Avelis. Yom Kippur, what? What? But the Abed Yukoine is for sure Shver here, but the Abed Yukoine. But the Abed for sure Yukoine here. Again, she becomes your wife. The whole problem is that if she's your wife, she's batul. The Teretz is, it's a Isur al Atzad. It's not Bechefza, she's mutter. Gerade Yom Kippur is also. Fragt Reb Nochem, was shayach do Nesro? The Yivama is also. I have a problem if I do Yivum to this one. Maybe this one will die. Maybe this will happen. I'm a vatel mitzvas Yivamim. So they tell me, leave her. Just do Chalitza. Don't start with Yivum. You'll cause problems. Does it's Nesro? The Yivama is Asura? The Yivama is not Muteres. Rashi starts like, Gzeir Verabonon. Don't do Chalitza Yivum. Because if you do first Chalitza and then Yivum, maybe you'll do Yivum Bereshe. The Rivom says no. You're right that after the first one did Chalitza, Betzim is no purpose not to do Yibum now. Aber Kevin Shenes, Musho Achas, Nesro Elomis. And Rashi himself says it in Chovdalet. I have to know why Rashi here decided to say the Gzeire, and Rashi in Chovdalet, but Rashi in Chovdalet speaks it out clear. The Kevin Shenes, Musho Achas, Nesro Elomis. Was passed on Nesro? Zogt Reb Nochem, weißt du es in der Rivon? Weißt du es? Weißt du es in der Rivon, sagt Reb Nochem. Chazal said also levat mitzvah yivamim. It will scare people who will not listen. Maybe with a different lashon. Chazal have to make it a segeder, a pesalomdus also. I will do it. So they went, and they after the Shesach, they took away the mitzvah yivam from the yivama. The mafkia the yivam from the yivama. That is also levat mitzvah yivamim. So not only they told you, please do chalitza, they asked her leibu. And now it became an obligation. And neither they don't have to ask her. No one does appear with a neither. You keep it, everyone keeps. A veilus, everyone keeps. Over here, they're scared. The person will say, also levat. I know my brother will not die. So they say it. So he will do yibu. Chazal mochoshesh. So the gather of the derabon was, they asked the brother. And they took away the yibu. The melech yikumen tzurik the ishesach. Ashen evolt. Ashen evolt from Reb Nochem. And this adkan what they printed in the sefer. I want to ask you a kasha. Very nice. Ashen evolt pshat in the ribon. We learned in the sugya before. Asur levatum mitzvah sivomim. How much cases you know of asur levatum mitzvah sivomim? You know this case. Four brothers, two married, two sisters, and the first two die. We tell the third one, don't make Yibum to one and the other one to the other one, because maybe if you do Yibum to one, the other one brother will die, and you can't marry the sister. And the getter is, they made the Eishesach to come back, and I can't do Yibum. Also Levat and Mitzvah Sivamim. But we have the normal case of also Levat and Mitzvah Sivamim. Yudzayin Amud Beis. I have a Yivama, it's an Issur to marry the mother. Shemeres Yorim Shemeso, Anamil Shemeso, Aval Mechaim, you're not allowed to marry the mother. You have a Yivama, don't marry the mother. Lamandra Amar Yezike, because it's like my mother-in-law. Lamandra Amar Ein Zike, why I'm not allowed to marry the mother? Why I'm not allowed to marry the mother, Lamandra Amar Ein Zike? Bitul Mitzvah Yivami. What they did there exactly? What they should say? It's not, they told me not to marry the mother. So it's too that does get English. You could say that Chazal cannot say also levat mitzvah yivamim. They can't make such a zach. It doesn't work. The only way that could work is they plug out the mitzvah and zivatzach eish zach. I can hear why they decided to do it. This is the way it works. Oh, but I could show you that we have an also levat mitzvah yivamim in a different case. Shemeres yivam, you're not allowed to marry the mother. Why? If you marry the mother, you levat the mitzvah. What is the ghetto there? So there is stam osu. So how the Rivon decides, in this case, it's not stam osu. They took away the Yibum and now it's Eish Yisach. How he knows? If it's the only case here, so the Rivon had a avone that this is the way Chazal could ask her. What? It's not a kasha. What happened to Chalitza ben Nesra? No. But the Rivon decided that the gather will be that they took away the mitzvah Yibum. So the main day Shesach, the Erev day Shesach, the main is not Yisro, it's not Nesro. Rebbe Chaim says, you have en brira, that's what the Pshat in the Ribon. And the gather is, Chazal can't stam tell you don't get married, you have a mitzvah. There's a lot of times we find in Chazal, the gather of the Chazal is, they ask for it, and the main is also, we can have it. But we have a case that it's not the Shesach. The stam don't let me to marry the mother. So what is the difference? Why not? If not, that we would answer what we said in the beginning of Shir. In the case of Shemeres Yobam, if I marry the mother, I mevatel the mitzvah b'yodai. I'm a vatel the mitzvah b'yodai. For sure I'm not allowed to be vatel the mitzvah b'yodai. Here when I marry one of the sisters, I'm not a vatel the mitzvah. Why I'm not a vatel the mitzvah? Because there's another brother that could do the mitzvah. No vos. Maybe he will die. Here the getter has to be that the asul the ishesach. This is the b'di'evet, b'di'ke'evet, b'di'ke'teret that we could answer. Very, very shvachet. Again, I'll explain why it's a very shvach. No chamor. The Rivon was mechadesh that the reason you can't do chalitza to one and then do yibum to the other one. L'chur, and now it's noch shash that someone will die. The brother did chalitza, you do yibum. So Rashi says a gzeire. But maybe I will start with the yibum and that'll be a problem. The Rivon says no. While in the beginning I could not start with the yibum, sido ha-nesro sho achas, nesro ilomis. Frag him noch, what is the nesro? So chul igor from Yom Kippah, so chul igor from Adelis, so chul igor from Inida. Tell it to Zog Ibnochim, Chazal had the Asu Dei Shesach. Because on them, the Takona doesn't go. You can't stand tell a person how to do it. So that's the Kasha, you're right. And two brothers, I could hear, you can't do Yibum to one, so the Asu Dei Shesach. But when they said not to marry the mother, they stopped said not to marry the mother. There was no Yibum that they could take out. And even so, it's also Levat and Mitzvah Yivomi. This is the Kasha we ask. It's what we're trying to say, Shtikul Teire. And it's chonk. In the first case, you mamish mevat on mitzvah yibamim. Because when you marry the mother, she's ice. Mashen can hear, when you marry the sister, the brother could have done yibum. So here, be'etzem, it's not a real mitzvah yibamim. It's only misafik. A misafik dik, it's only also if you ask her tagadei shesach. Yeah, you're asking, it sounds such a poshta teretz. If this is the teretz, I don't think that it's the emes of teretz, what you're saying, Yehuda. But if it's this the teretz, I want to ask you, shayla la'alocha le'maisa. Lo'y motzosi, but by me it's poshet. A shimeres yovam, you're not allowed to marry her mother, right? We said, why? The maisa is no ishesach there. No, dear, mamish mevatel the mitzvah, I'm not allowed to marry the mother. But as a brother, I have two brothers. So b'chai gavna, I'm allowed to marry the mother or not? Posh to Shaila, you have a brother and he dies. And you have 10 more brothers in the family. And you want to go to marry her mother. By you is normal mitzvah. But your brothers could take her. So if he asks you, I say you're not allowed to, because maybe the other brothers will die. Lo shayt in the Gemara. Oh, but if you're telling me that the Rivon learns that the only way that they can ask her it is if they ask her, they should say, they take away the mitzvah. I married the mother, I didn't marry the brother, the Shesach. So what we tried to answer, in Shemes Yovom, it's a vada yoiker the mitzvah. Dear, you don't need to have an Isur Shesach. By us, that it's not a vada, you need to have an Isur Shesach. So I'm asking you, what would be the Shemes Yovom that you want to marry the mother and his more brothers? And his more Yavomis? So they are not yoiker the mitzvah of vada. So the Torah says, so what? It's the Isur Levatan mitzvah Yavomim. But if the Rivon learns that the Isur Levatel Mitzvah Yivomim is only when I'm having an Isur Shesach, because on them Mechetesi Chazal said it. And even so, we find that sometimes it doesn't go. So what was the answer? When it's a Vadai, you don't need an Isur Shesach. When it's not a Vadai, the way that Chazal stelled the Takana was that they will mafkir the Mitzvah Yivom. They can't stand Aser, they can mafkir the Mitzvah Yivom. So we say Shomer Yivom, there is a Vadai. So I'm asking, what happens in a Shemeres Yovam that is not a vada? That is more brothers. The Chiyala al Adas that the Fidah Rivon b'chai Gavni allowed to marry? Let me end it in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel holds, you're allowed to mevatel mitzvah Yivomi, that none Rabban Gamliel oimer, im miyano miyano, vim loy miyano, Tamtin at shetagdil v'teitze haloizem mishum achis yisho. Zog trash. Rabban Gamliel oimer miyano miyano v'tisya b'magdoilo. Before that. Tam Rabban Gamliel oimer. Shnei achim nesuim shtei achis achas gdoilo v'achas ktano. V'meiz baylo shel gdoilo v'nofel lifne baal ha-ktano. Melamdim es ha-ktano lemano l'bebaylo v'laikir nesuim kdi liyabe meze shel sikosu shel zu chamuro. לעשר הקטן העולב של הניסו יגמור עם שמות המעין, אדם אומר, זה לא של שמו, ולקח לחלץ את זה משום האחויס אישו. So Tanakama holds, when you have an isho and she falls לאיבום, so we teach the קטן to be ממעין, במילא, you could do איבום to the גדוילו. רבי גמליאל לא אומר, אם מי ינו ותסיעה עם הגדוילו, ואם לא יתמת עם גדוילו עד שתגדיל, ואיבול ויהיו קידושי הגמורים, ותאיצה גדוילו משום האחויס אישו. על מעין זיקן. מדשור יקטן עלי, ומותו לבד מסיבובי, ולרמר נמי, יסובר אין זיקר, לאים נמי, מותו לבד ומצו סיבובי. זאת נגמור, רבי גמליאל, רמר קרמיס. לא יורך גם רב מאיר חייש אפילו לספקה, רב גמליאל אפילו לבד אלי חייש, דיל ממנד אלי חייש אפילו לבד אלי חייש, ומנד חייש אפילו לספקה חייש. נוסי בגמור. פרק טייספס אשכר כקשה. טייספס is not exactly written by us, אבל טייספס is in a couple places together. נגמור אז אסן כקשה. How you said אסור לבד אל מצווס יבומים, רב גמליאל holds, we tell the קטנה you could stay. Till she becomes a gdoila, and then the yevama becomes potu. We don't tell the ktana that she has to be memayim, and bemele you could do yibum to the gdoila. Rabbi Gamliel holds we let the ktana to stay, and she becomes a gdoila, and bemele the big one is yaitze mishmachis isha. So the gemara frekst a kashi from Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Gamliel, loy chayish levada, Rabbi Meir is chayish besof. Be'etzem. This kasha had to be already in Yudzayin Amud Beis. When the Gemara said that is a din osu levat and mitzvah sivamim, why the Gemara didn't ask? Oh, but Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no isu. And you're saying, we don't ask the kasha from Rabbi Gamliel. Why this kasha is only in Yudches Amud Aleph? How do you say osu levat and mitzvah sivamim? Rabbi Gamliel zok nishtazei. Rabbi Gamliel zok nishtazei. Why did Mo only ask the kasha? So Tesis asks this kasha in Yudzayin Amud Beis. Lama zend the Tesis. V'im toimar. Ta'afilu Rabbi Gamliel de Omar, mi ano, mi ano. Moi de hoche. Shaini osom shekvar nesu aloi. Rabbi Gamliel said, if she's married, she doesn't have to be memayim. Aber lekatchil et mevatel mitzvas yevomim, dos nish. Dos nish. Rabbi Gamliel holds, you don't have to leave. You don't have to be memayim. Aber lekatchil et mevatel mitzvas yevomim, Rabbi Gamliel is masking that it's awesome. Frek teisus and daf chof teis, so what is the Gemara's kasha now? Say the same terats. Rabbi Gamliel holds, she doesn't have to be memayim. Aber lekatchil, you're not allowed to marry the sister. Why in Yudzayin Amud Beis, you asked me why you didn't ask for Rabbi Gamliel, and the terats is, Rabbi Gamliel, we don't ask the kasha, because Rabbi Gamliel said she doesn't have to leave. Aber like atkhila to get married, avad Rabbi Gamliel is masking that is Yisru levat on Mitzvah Yevomim. So the same terrace, Frek Teis is Dav Chof Teis, answer Dav Yud Ches. Yes, the Gekasha from Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, answer the same terrace. Rabbi Gamliel says, she's not mechuyer to be memayin, aber like atkhila, she's not allowed to get married. So Teis is in Chof Teis Amud Aleph, says the terrace. Now he's not masking what is the terrace. If you see Teis is Chof Teis Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMasril, Iki Rabbi Gamliel. It's in the bigger lines. Choftes amud aleph. V'hod eporich min eleheil bereish perek beis. Ahod erav meir osu levat al mitzvah sivomim. V'hod gamliel shori levat al mitzvah sivomim. Av al gav d'oche kiknus ha'esve mikore. Mikol makoim porich ahod erav meir chayish lesfeike. V'rabon gamliel afidu levat al noy chayish. Shara, what is the term? Tesis asks the same kasha in Zayin Amud Beis. How you could say Osir Levad and Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold from it? When she's married is different. Yud Ches is not the kasha. I Osir Levad and Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold from it. Zog Tesis say the same talents. When it's married already, it's different. Zog the talents. Zog Tesis is different. And that Yud Zayin, you are Mevad and Mitzvah Yevomim and Teras Vadai. Not the Torah Sofek. Vice versa, like it was normal brothers. The son. It was normal brothers. And that Yud Ches, you mevatel only Machmas HaSofek. You mevatel only Machmas HaSofek. So then the Gemara stelled us Tzutzer Rabban Gamliel. What is the Shaykhus? What is the Shaykhus? So Rabban Nochem says Pshad like this. Zogt Rabban Nochem, in Sefer here, Shur Dvot. Zogt Rabban Nochem, Shem Dari Lom, Bechilek is Azeh. And rather in this chiluk, Reb Nochem is saying the vault that we said the whole time. He says, there's two ways of bitul mitzvah yevamim. There's one bitul mitzvah yevamim that a person goes and by yodayim he breaks the mitzvah. And there's another case that he's not taking care that later he will have a chetimtze to do the mitzvah. There's one case that he's mevatel the mitzvah by yodayim. And there's one case that he's not taking care of later. When a person marries the mother, he's mevatel the mitzvah by yodayim. Masha'enkin, in the case of Rabbi Gamliel, he's already married. He's not mevatel the mitzvah biyodayim. He's not breaking his house to help his brother. A person is not mechuyev to break his house to help his brother. A person is not allowed to go to mevatel mitzvah yivamim. But a person is not mechuyev to try to help his brother. This is what Taisa says in Yudzayin Amud Beis. When it comes to Yud Ches Amud Aleph, there, he's also not mevatel the mitzvah. Like we said. Because there's another brother around. And if the lomas that we said before, so the mitzvah is bichlal not bottle now, with our husband. The mitzvah is bichlal not bottle, no vos. If Yenna will die, will be a problem. So the etzah we tell him now, don't do this, just in case later your brother will die, will be a problem. I'm not mechuyev to try to help for the later. So the mele, this is the tzushtal. If you mechuyev to be doyeg for the later, you mechuyev to be memayim, that you could do yibum. So the mele, as I said, Yudzayin amud beis, I mevatel biyodayin. The mele, there's no tzushtal to Rabban Gamliel. Then we're telling a person, help that you could do yibum. I'm not mechuyev to help. I'm not allowed to mevatel biyodayin. Oh, but in Yud Ches, you also not mevatel biyodayin. Because when you marry one, it's bichlal nishkin bitul mitzvah yivamim. Like we explained. But Abba, we said, it's not true. I am mevatel biyodayin. Just maybe the other one will help me. I'm not mevatel biyodayin now. Because now my brother is around. No vos. If I will do this, maybe soon, when he will die, will be a problem. So I'm not taking care of that problem. Thus, the Gemara shtel tzu, the Zal Bazach. If Rabbi Gamliel said, I'm not mechuyev to break my house, I'm not mechuyev to take care of the later, so here also I'm not mechuyev to take care of my brother. That's in the tzushta. As I said, vaistois, and this hesbel, dosh tekin tesis, that the yudzayin is only bechat. Afilu bechat, abazay vaistois. It's a orb, abazay vaistois. The ritvo, and the yudzayin amud beis, says under the teretz, posh the teretz, he says. Why we didn't ask for Rabban Gamliel and Daf Yud Zayin, and we asked in Daf Yud Ches? He said, you're not allowed to mevatel mitzvah yivamim. So you will ask me why Rabban Gamliel says she's allowed to stay? Hey, what is the shaykhus? A person is not allowed to go to mevatel a mitzvah. But Rabban Gamliel said a person doesn't have to break his own house? For sure. You're not allowed to mevatel mitzvahs, it doesn't look nice. But if someone is married, to throw away his wife for someone else? How about the Chazal will not tell him to do such a thing? Maybe you can't ask a kasha for Rabban Gamliel. What happened in Yud Ches? He wants to do mitzvah yibum. And you don't let him to do a mitzvah ketikuno because you're worried for the other person. If you can't do a mitzvah ketikuno, you also have to throw away your wife. That's it, it's tzushtum. And that Yud Zayin, Chazal said, don't go mevatel mitzvahs. Try to be a good yid. Just don't marry the mother. Find someone else. Rabban Gamliel, what do you want from him? He's married to this wife. But why Rabban Gamliel didn't say that he has to throw away his wife? It's a raya that he holds that you're allowed to mevatel the mitzvah. Avadanish. But in Yud Ches, you told me a bigger chiddush. That I can mekayim my mitzvah because I have to take care of the other one. So I will do a b'diyevet. A lot of people ask me today, oh, but there's no b'diyevet to do chalitza. I have to do even the Yevet, I be that Yenem will not lose. Ah, but I say, throw away your wife also. That's even a tzushlo from the Gemara. So in Yud Zayin Amud Bey, Zog the Gemara, Osur Levatel. Zog the Rishonim, I, why didn't ask Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel also says, Osur Levatel. But from this way, going to be a chiv to throw away my wife? Nay. But in Yud Ches, you mechadesh, that Osur Levatel is so stark, that I need to mevatel on a mitzvah for it. I want to do mitzvah sibum. No, don't do mitzvah sibum. So I have to leave my wife also. So it's two under the terutzim. The Taisa says under along this. Here it's a suffix, here it's a vadai. Rabban Gamliel holds, mivadai, it's different. But if you have to be moitzi misafek, then the Gemara shtaltos tzutz Rabban Gamliel. And the Ritva says under his story. Here she's married to me. Over here, I'm losing a mitzvah. Losing a mitzvah is like that I'm married to me. You see, interesting, the Taisa Sarosh here, he brings also the Chuftes and also the Ritva, he writes it together as Ein Teretz. Mustafa. What?
I understand it's not. Otherwise, I'm bound to sit with the sukkah and I'm not allowed to go on a telephone.
I'm not saying that the first vote is not there. Oh, but the longest we said later, this is the longest of the suya. Shmuley, I'm asking. I'm saying, the vote that we said that here the mitzvah is ready, here that, this is some of the terrors we said in the beginning. But the Gerade is Mevur, it's Moshe Machel.
And
the
Menachem
Etz
Dalai,
he said. This Menachem doesn't prove it also.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, because you could say it a bit
different. No, because he says, I'm being
bothered
now. We
say
that
just
I'm being
bothered
now, but not
for
your
diet. You're
a little
now
and nailer.
You're right. It's my nose. And it's better than if he was
asleep.
No, much better.
That's not a sheep. No.
Ron, what's the question on the design of the double, on the design of the race? Because we say that we're not.